Welcome to the Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. Before we start this episode's topic, I'd like to announce our SugarServe Best Practice Giveaway for the chance to win a free SugarU class. We're looking to you, our customers, to see what great best practices y'all have created for your organization. I'll put together a group of SugarServe experts on a panel to evaluate the best ideas, and then I'll draw from a hat the winner. On November 23rd's episode, I'll announce the winner and share the other top 5 submissions. So start thinking about those best practices in the back of your head while you're listening. All right, so in this episode, we're going to introduce SugarServe for admins. First, let's make sure we're all on the same page. So we're going to begin with what is SugarServe. SugarServe is a rich branded service experience for your customers on the self-service portal and a powerful streamlined console for your support agents, providing all the information you need to resolve customer issues from a single screen. Serve eliminates blind spots and enables your support professionals to focus on creating customers for life. There are 5 key features for SugarServe, which are the service console, the omni-channel communication, the sentiment analysis, SLA management, and case routing. The service console empowers your agents to be more productive and resolve cases with less hunting around and searching for information with a unified high-performance work console. The omni-channel communication provides service wherever your customers require it by offering voice, chat, email, or portal communications using Serve's Sugar Live capabilities. The sentiment analysis knows your customer's outlook and attitude towards you and understands your agent's demeanor with your customers using Serve's Sugar Predict AI-powered sentiment analysis. The SLA management automatically calculates and measures your support processes against even the most complex service level agreements, including managing multi-region business centers and related business hours. The case routing ensures no customer is left behind with the out-of-the-box business rules for routing inbound cases and calls, including time-based reassignment and escalations using Sugar BPM. Now that we have a better idea of what SugarServe does, let's discuss what you, a Sugar administrator, needs to know to configure your instance of SugarServe to perform at its utmost capabilities. Based on the 5 key features of SugarServe we just discussed, there are 5 main configurations you need to configure as an admin. First, in order for the service console to be configured, a user must be an admin or a regular user that's assigned to the dashboard. Also, keep in mind that in order to access and configure the dashlets in the cases detail drawer, you will need to have at least 1 case record assigned to you. Any changes made in the console will update the dashboard for all the users who access the console. You can configure both the overview and the cases tab. For more information about setting up the service console, please refer to the link in the show notes. Second, to provide service wherever your customer requires it by offering voice, chat, email, or portal communications, you'll need to set up Amazon Web Services to enable Sugar Live. Amazon Connect is an Amazon Web Service or AWS tool that receives incoming calls and chats and routes them to your own customer service system. It also facilitates the customer side of chat sessions, like chat sessions initiated in the Sugar portal. Both the agent and the customer communicate using Amazon Connect control panel embedded in Sugar. Check out the show notes on how to set up Amazon Connect with AWS and configure the Amazon Connect settings in Sugar. Third, to enable the provided scripts from your SugarLive call records and assign them a positive, negative, or neutral sentiment using SugarPredict, you'll need to do one minor configuration. In SugarLive, you will first need to enable and configure with the call transcripts set up using the contact lens for Amazon Connect, and you must initiate your calls using Amazon Connect in SugarLive. So your users can see the sentiment fields, you'll need to add the customer sentiment and the agent sentiment fields to the call record view layout. It's not there by default. Fourth, for the SLA management to work correctly in Sugar, you will need to add the business centers and modify the Sugar BPM process definition. By default, only the system administrator user with the Sugar Serve license type have the ability to create, edit, delete, and merge business centers, but you can give a regular user the ability to make the modifications if needed. Use the link in the show notes to see how to create a business center administrator. We provided out of the box a case follow-up date management V2 process in process definition. This process definition updates the case follow-up date and sends email notifications during the life cycle of a new and updated case. It can be broken down into three general stages: new case assignment and initial response, existing case waiting for the customer service rep, and existing case waiting on the customer. Use the link in the show notes to see the specific items you'll need to change in the process for it to work in your instance. And fifth, to ensure that no customer is left behind, you'll need to set up the business rule called New Case SLA V2 that updates the case follow-up date based on the case priority and the related account's service level to meet your customer's service organization's service level agreements. You can do this by adjusting the combination of priority and service levels in the conditions section if needed, then change what the follow-up date field is set to in the conclusion section according to your organization's SLAs. In the show notes, I've added the documentation on how to update a process business rule. To recap, for those of you that are new to SugarServe, there are five main areas you'll need to configure or set up that are unique to SugarServe. You'll need to 1, configure the service console tabs, set up Amazon Connect with AWS and configure the Amazon Connect settings in Sugar for SugarLive to work correctly. 3, add the customer sentiment and agent sentiment fields to the call record view layout because they're not there by default. 4, add the business centers and modify the case follow-up date management version 2 Sugar BPM process definition. And finally, 5, adjust the associated business rule called New Case SLA version 2 to meet your organization's service level agreements. Now, don't forget about the SugarServe best practice giveaway. I've added a link to the show notes for you to submit your best practice ideas. If you have more than one best practice, that's great. Please make a separate submission for each one. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you tune in to the next episode. Stay sugar sweet.